الحادي لا يشرك مع ولا محسن فنون
just one halakha. It's a common case that happens and we have to have clarity on it. We already came out in previous halakhot that if somebody's drinking, let's say coffee or tea, he's in the midrash, he's learning, so he can make one beracha in the beginning, as long as he doesn't change locations outside the building, and he can rely on that shakol niyavet baro that he made on the first coffee or the tea, and that can carry him on for the day until he leaves. They bring him coffee from time to time. However, the question today is that what happens in a case where after he drank the first coffee or tea, he waited the amount of time of digestion. Normally it takes, let's say, 72 minutes or an hour and a half, and then we say already, it's digestion, it's digested already. He came in the morning, he drank a cup of coffee at 8 o'clock a.m. The next cup he had at 9:30. Do we say that the shehakol is still alive? Or do we say that since it passed already the time of ikul, so maybe his shehakol is nullified and he has to make a new shehakol? According to the opinion of the Magen Abraham, he says that's exactly what happens. That if a person drinks intermittently every hour and a half, he would have to now make a new shehakol niyavet baro, because the ikul, the digestion already, has taken place, and that nullifies his beracha. There was a rabbi called Hukir Hayim Gagin, and he testified that that was actually the custom in the Shivat Bet El, Shivat Mikubalim, that they would make a beracha, and then an hour and a half later they would bring them more coffee, they would make a new beracha. An hour and a half later, the Shamosh brings a new cup of coffee, they make a new beracha. Seems they followed them again, Abraham. However, against those opinions, that's on one side, Magen Abraham and Hukir Hayim. You have a great rabbi from Yerushalayim, they call him Sabah Kadisha, Al-Fandan, Alav Shalom, and he said the exact opposite. He said that just because they did it in Yeshivat Bet El, doesn't mean that that is the practice. And what about Safek Berachot? Because against the Magen Abraham, you have many rabbis. You have the Erech HaShulchan, you have the Ginat Viradim, and they all say that even though the Sh'at Ikul, the time of digestion, passed, the Birkat She'akol is still alive. And therefore, as long as your mind wants to continue drinking, you don't have to worry about the time lapse between Kosot. It happens, for example, the old tradition was during the Ta'anit Dibur, for example, when they would read the Tehillim 3 times. The custom was when they would get to Kuf Yud Tet, the Shamosh would come in with a cup of coffee. And they would drink a cup of coffee because Kuf Yud Tet is a long pedek, and they would drink. Now from one Kuf Yud Tet to the next Kuf Yud Tet, it's 2 hours, 2.5 hours, till they read it the second time around. The next time Kuf Yud Tet, they come in with another cup of coffee. So now they're wondering, we have to make a new shakol. According to Minhag Bet El, they would make a new shakol. According to Magen Abraham as well, according to Rav Al-Fandari, they would not make a new beracha, because you have the opinions against it. Erech HaShulchan, Ginat Viradim, etc. The question is, what is the opinion of Hacham Avadya, alav shalom? Hacham Avadya clearly writes that we have over here Safek Berachot Lehakir. And we cannot say that just because they did it in Bet Er that that becomes the minhag of the entire world. They had their custom, but that doesn't mean that it becomes the custom in every place. And therefore, halakha l'maaseh, the Hacham is posek, that we do not have to make new shehakols, even though the zman of ikul passed. Which means, even though the zman passed, there's no problem. However, one has to realize that he's in a safek. He definitely is in a safek in that case. Magen Abraham says he has to make a beracha. You have the other rabbis that say you shouldn't make a beracha. So we have Rabbi Bitan here today. He provides a solution in order to get around the debacle, or not the debacle, the contention that's here. And the issue, he says, is very simple. We learned already in a previous daily halakha that if a person leaves the building for a certain period of time, clearly that's a shinui makom. The person leaves the building. Not for 1 second. He leaves the building, he leaves the premises, and there's a shi'ur of esay hada'at. So then according to everybody, when he comes back, he made shinui makom, he has to make a new beracha. So therefore he thought of that solution, that maybe we should tell the people that if there's an hour and a half gap between the drinking, in order to get around this effect, walk outside the building for a minute, walk a little around, come back, and then according to everybody, you have to make a beracha. Somebody will ask, what do you mean? But you go there, beracha shina sericha. Well, you're walking out now and you're causing yourself. The rule is that if I'm doing it in order to alleviate halachic dilemmas, that's not a beracha shina sericha. I have a purpose why I'm doing this over here. I don't want to put myself between the two mountains. Who's going to decide between the Magen Abraham and the Sabah Kadisha and all these great Sadiqim? These are big hachamim. So therefore, I have a reason why I'm walking outside. So I don't have to put myself in the debate. Or another easier case would be, if a person picked up the coffee the first time, and he said, I have kavanah, I only want it to be poter, this cup and no other cups. So he had a negative kavanah. So the negative kavanah will allow him clearly to make a beracha on the next cup. In that case, if he made a negative kavanah, so then he has to make a beracha even before an hour and a half. But the point is that there's ways to solve the problem. But if he didn't do any of those ways, the ma'aseh, one would not make a beracha, and he could rely on those opinions that say that even after sh'at ikul, the beracha of sh'akol still remains alive.